Item one is a zoning agreement amendment at 3194 St. Mary's Road under file ZAA-14 of 2014.
Okay.
So, for the first hearing, zoning agreement amendment, 3194 St. Mary's Road, ZAA-14-2014. So, for the first hearing, we have Philip Pollock, who is the applicant. Mr. Pollock, can you come down to the podium, please? Alrighty, so please state your name and address for the record, and you can go ahead.
Sorry, it's Phil Pollock, 2-178 Samborski Drive, Oak Bluff, Manitoba, R4G0B3.
All right. Okay, so tell us about the project.
Well, I guess I was brought in as the builder, and we applied for a building permit, and then got a call from the zoning department telling us the owner wasn't supposed to be in the building under a office condition or under an office use. So we are here today to have the zoning agreement change from a restaurant and post office to an office, so that we may proceed to go forward with the building permit. Basically, it's just two small office additions to an existing building. The owner needs a little bit more space inside for his operations.
And the restaurant that was there previously, that was?
That's probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. So the owner bought it about 4 years ago, and after I started looking at the caveats and the paperwork, it looks like both lawyers didn't tell each other that neither could be in the building. So the new owner bought it and put an office in, and the old owner never told me he couldn't do that. So.
Got it.
So that's kind of how we ended up here today.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else you want to say about it, or?
Just that the owner is very eager to get going, and he's looking for council support so that we can proceed forward to obtaining the building permit and starting in a timely fashion.
I have a question.
Councillor Lard?
I just wanted to, for clarity, do you agree with the public service recommendation as it's been?
I've just gone through this afternoon. Yes, I agree with them.
Okay.
We see no issue.
Okay,
any of them. And I believe the owner's in agreement with them as well, that he's complying with most of them as we speak.
Okay.
Can you walk me through, so the, I've also got a letter from a nearby resident, there's a fair bit of history to the site, it looks like none of which involved any of the people down here on the floor.
Okay.
So you're, the addition would go west along Forbes, or there's talk of concrete pads already being poured?
Yeah, I understand there's a concrete pad that apparently there was a garage there, and the pad was poured before our time when we got involved in the project. So basically the addition would go in the southeast corner and on the south wall. Same height as the existing building. Both of them would be about 20 by 22 square feet approximately, just to fill in the corner and add a second office.
So you're coming down St. Mary's as opposed to going along?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And the one of the new developments in that, one of the new positive things in that neighborhood is that there's the park has been completed that's across the street. Any impact here? Are people, is there parking on site? What's the parking for the park is actually pretty limited, and I wouldn't want to see it soaked up by people who work at the office building.
Yeah, we've been there quite a bit. I think they have maybe half a dozen vehicles at the most. There's plenty of parking, and they've got parking on the south side as well, and parking on the west side and behind as well, or for required capacity.
Okay.
I'll need another second.
Okay.
And so a new fence going in along the Forbes?
Actually, I believe there is an existing fence right there. It's about 6 feet tall, and it runs basically from the corner of St. Mary's and Forbes past the building to an old approach that exists, and then the wooded area kind of continues west to the down Forbes.
So you're not building the neighbor is indicating there's a new concrete pad furthest to the west. Trusses are visibly laying on that pad. Can you just clarify that for me?
Okay, there is a pad, yes, the trusses I'm not aware of, so I have nothing to do. I will have to inquire with the owner what he's doing there, but we are not aware.
But you're not building that way anyway, right?
No, okay. No, correct.
And nobody living on site, it's all just going to be office?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay, is that it?
If I have questions for the administration, do you want those now, Mr. Gostiak?
Sure.
Just, it looks to me, I mean, one of the issues that always comes up when we're south of the perimeter, just east of the red, is the aquifer. This is actually, as I read it, less potentially intensive in terms of use of the aquifer than what had been approved some decades ago, it appears.
Yeah, even the fact that there are no services here is always a bit of an issue for us in one way or another. When reviewing this, we looked at it as being, well, versus what's legally permitted on the land right now and what's being proposed, it's actually a less intensive use with respect to the private servicing that would be there. So that's where we thought it'd be favorable to recommend approval.
And what's on the balance, the RR? Is there anything on the balance of this property, or is it just?
I mean, there's, let me just double check.
I don't think so.
I don't believe there's anything, okay. But I just want to double check. Most of the development is on the commercial portion.
Yep.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And the administration doesn't have any concerns that this will have any impact on the park across the street?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I think I'm good.
Okay. Councilor Barr, anything else?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. Is there anyone else who hasn't registered that would like to speak in support or opposition of the application? Okay. All right. Seeing none, I'd like to call on Councillor Mays to move.
So we've got no one else registered on that item? Okay.
No.
All right. We'll see what. I'm trying to find the little.
You can sit down now. Thank okay. you.
What page do I need there, Madam Clerk?
Page. Sorry. Page 4.
Page 4. I wonder if I can find it.
Where it starts.
Sorry about that. All right, come on.
The bottom of
the page. There we go. Okay, so I will move that the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?